Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Mark chapter 7, verses 9 through 13 is our passage today. Jesus continued to speak to religious leaders. He said, "You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. But you say that if anyone declares that he might be used to help their father and mother is Corban, that is, devoted to God, and then you no longer let them do anything for their father or mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and you do many things like that." So the religious leaders of Jesus' day were masters at twisting the right to make it wrong, at taking shortcuts and then missing the destination. While the law was clear that a son should honor his father and mother, many Jewish sons formally dedicated their money as what was called korban, or an offering to the Lord. In the religious sleight of hand, they could still use the money for themselves instead of using it to support their parents because they said they had offered this money to the Lord. Jesus used this example to show one of the ways the leaders rejected God's word by their human traditions. They feigned obedience to the law while knowingly using the law for selfish gain. In doing so, they rejected the clear command of honoring their fathers and their mothers. Legalism is subtle and insidious. It can be made to look righteous while being rotten. Asking God to examine and reveal your heart is the only way to cure legalistic tendencies. I invite you to pray the following prayer from Psalm 139 and ask God to show you what is truly in your heart. Here's the prayer. "Search me, O God, and make known my heart. Test me, and make known my anxious thoughts. And see if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you'd like us to pray for you, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.